Hey everybody, welcome to Empowerment Sessions with yours truly, Philip Suber. Now, this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. So before we get into our conversation, if you haven't already, please take a moment and subscribe. Hit that subscribe button and also share with someone that you know. All right, ready? Let's go. Hey family, we are back and I hope you guys have enjoyed this first of affirmations. And so today I want to introduce the second affirmation. And while we're at it, if this is meaningful, if it's helping, if it reaches out and if it connects to you, I'd love for you to give me some feedback. So definitely you can always comment. Hopefully you guys are subscribing to the podcast and I can tell that many of you are, but I definitely love your feedback and to see just how much and how relevant these affirmations are for you. So here it is. Here's the second affirmation. And this one is not, how can I say it? It's not complex. It's really simple, but it's so simple that if you really don't take hold of it, how can I say it? Let me back up. It's so simple that it's easy to overlook. But one thing you learn about life is that simplicity doesn't mean that it's not significant, right? So here's the affirmation. I am worthy. Very simple. And you can fill in and add to whatever you need to add to that. But it needs to begin with that portion. I am worthy. Now, this may be situational for you in some instances, but I want you to take this affirmation and apply it to the totality of who you are, to every dimension and aspect of your life and your existence, that I am worthy. And when you talk about worth, you speak about the value of something, the significance of it, its importance. In neoclassical economics, the value of an object or service is seen as relatable to the price that the open market will bring it, right? So you put something on the market and to you, it may be, you may feel it's valued as something else, but how much is it worth in the eyes of the public? How much is it worth in the eyes of those who are going to put down money to say that I want to acquire it, right? And when you look at yourself, you know, sometimes it's easy for us to look at ourselves and say, I'm the bag, I'm the catch, based off of motives or ideas that only we value, but that aren't really significant. And because those things change from time to time, I think that it's best for us to place our value in this light. Understand who you are and that you're more than just an idea, that you're more than just some afterthought, that you're more than just the result of someone's egg and sperm uniting together, but you are the manifested expression of God himself. And when he created you, he created so much within you. And we talked about this in a previous one about the distinction and the distinctiveness of who you are. I feel like I'm babbling, but I'm going somewhere. So here it is. When you consider your value and your worth, this is how you should see it. That you are so important that markets try their best to appeal to what appeals to you. Powers and principalities, they fight to get your attention, not only to get your attention, but to keep it. We call it niche marketing. Ideas are preached in pulpits and from thought leaders all across the world just to get you to consider other people's ideas as your own. Your enemies see you as so valuable that they go to certain extents just to get your attention, just to find out where your weak places are, where your vulnerability is, so that they can manipulate because you're that valuable. But even if you take it to the spiritual sense, you're so valuable that God through Christ died for you. And in his word, he made provision for you in the best of times and the worst of times to strengthen you, empower you, correct you, and guide you as proof of his love towards you. You're just that valuable that all of the earth responds to you, your existence. You're not just a number. You are. You're the manifested thought of God himself. And so when you think about that, and hopefully this doesn't go too far over your head, that your worth is not tied to the clothes you wear, the style of your hair, and how many people want to be in relationship with you. No, your worth is tied to the fact that you have an impact based off of what you think and the things that you value and the things that you are attracted to. The style of clothes that you wear, yeah. People want to get your attention because they want you to wear their brand because you are a statement like none other. You are the trendsetter. So here's the thing. When you consider how worthy you are, then you realize what you're worthy of. You're worthy of love. You're worthy of forgiveness. You're worthy of restoration. You're worthy of redemption. You're worthy of healthy relationships. You're worthy of success. You're worthy of new beginnings. And you're worthy enough that God saw fit to place you on this earth this time. Now, realistically speaking, some of you that I'm talking to in this moment, you may be contemplating suicide. You may be contemplating giving up. You may be contemplating quitting. You may have lost the significance of who you are. When you look in the mirror, you probably don't even see yourself for who you really are. And you may feel like I've messed up so many times, but I want you to center in on this thought. You're worthy of a new beginning. You're worthy to be forgiven of others, but more so to be forgiven of yourself. And no matter how many times you've looked at yourself through the lens of failure, through the lens of mediocrity, you're worthy enough for you to change the lens through which you look at yourself and see yourself as you really are, the expressed, manifold expression of God himself. And yeah, I lead back to the first affirmation. You're worthy. You are worthy. So no matter what you face today, this week, next week, remind yourself, tell yourself, I am worthy. I'm worthy of finding my passion. I'm worthy of leaving the things that are toxic. I'm worthy of forsaking the thoughts, the people, the ideas, and the images and perceptions and principles that have not worked for me. I'm worthy of starting over. And your worth is not attached to your age. Your worth is not attached to your past. But your worth will really help you redefine your present and your future. So grab that, take it, and know you're worthy. Hey, this is Pastor Phil, and I am signing off, and I pray that each and every day of your life that you take these affirmations, apply them, and I hope that it brings you what you need so that you can be your full self, your best self that you are always meant to be. I'll see you next time. Hey, thanks again for joining me in this discussion today, Empowerment Sessions. I really appreciate and hope that you did take the time to subscribe if you already haven't, and also if you took a moment to share it. If you haven't, you still got time to do it. Now listen, remember that this podcast is meant to empower the authentic version of you to impact the world around you like only you can. Now you can follow me even after the podcast is over on Instagram at empowerment_sessions or at I am Philip Super. And even on Facebook, you can join the empowerment community as well if you follow me on there with Empowerment Sessions page. All right. I look forward to adding you guys to the group and seeing your comments on how this podcast has really impacted you in a positive way. Until next time, remember, it's all about you being empowered to help the next generation.